Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Pre-market report. Are you seeing this? It's almost supernatural. How's this look? The MMRI has dropped to 290.3. This is incredible. What's driving this? Some mysterious entity out here. I'm going to give you one guess as to who it is buying massive amounts of debt. The 10-year yield is cratering. That's how it works for those of you who don't know. When some huge buyer gets into the debt market and starts buying the debt, well, the 10-year yield drops. This has pushed stock futures higher across the board. As I am doing this lovely video blog right now, Dow futures are up over 500 points. The 10-year yield is cratering, and the dollar on a relative strength basis is lower. You got gold and silver higher. You got cryptocurrencies higher. Bitcoin back over 60,000. It's what a phenomenon this is. But again, this is what you and I would have expected to see in this kind of an environment. It's not going to stop. How do I say this another way? Debt, the expansion of debt is going to accelerate from here like you can't believe to prop the system up. Just the hint of more easy money, which we just got Wednesday out of the mouth of the creature, Powell thing, vomitous mass that it is. It's not even a human being, okay? This is enough to drive this market. Now, we got some bad economic news yet again. Here, where did I write this down here? Yeah. The unemployment rate rises, so more people are becoming unemployed. Oh, it gets even better than that. How about this? Also from this morning, something you and I have said was going to happen from years ago. People are slaves to debt. They are doing whatever they can. They're borrowing from their credit cards just to make ends meet. They can't survive. But this is a booming economy. The consumer is robust. How do we know that? Because the creature, Powell, just said it was true. So it must be true. Don't listen to Greg Mannarino. No, no, no. Listen to Powell because he has your back. He's looking out for you. You can't make this stuff up again. This is just so easy. The stuff that you and I do, okay, by analyzing the situation, by looking at what's really going on, makes it exceedingly simple for us to understand what's really happening. Some of this is impossible to do, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. The black hole that is this failing bank list, and there are hundreds and hundreds of these banks, maybe even a thousand, maybe even thousands. What do we know about the current system? Let me explain this to you in case you don't know. The entire system is a black hole. We've covered this before. The financial system is a train wreck on a scale that goes beyond anyone's wildest imagination. See, but you and I, we're being propagandized. We're being lied to. What else would you expect here? It's coming apart, and those of you that can't see it are willfully freaking blind. I mean, what else do you need to... Look, we called this from years ago. People can't survive in this environment. They're working two and three jobs, and even with that, the unemployment rate is rising, and that was enough, I guess, along with this, with cratering. This is... Look at this. We were in the red zone over 300. We were at like 310 just recently. Now we've dropped down to this over here now, as you can see, okay? And this isn't any surprise. We've been talking about this. We said, imagine if they do this. Well, guess what? They did do it. And the market is orgasmic over it right now, like I said, with stock futures higher across the board. So if you and I understand, let's put this together real quick. Let me calm down a minute here, all right? If you and I understand that right now, between what the Federal Reserve is doing with the Treasury right now, that they're buying back all the debt, and the Treasury is going to inflate the debt as well, if we understand that the Fed is now directly involved and they've never stopped buying debt, you have to understand, some people believe that this miraculously just stopped. We had quantitative easing one after the meltdown of 2008, which helped boost up the stock market again, reinflate the bubble in the stock market, reinflate the bubble in real estate. They went on to quantitative easing two, Operation Twist, and again, they've never stopped. In order for a central bank to keep rates wherever they want, they have to get into the market. You know that. But this has been another fable that has been sold to the people, like the Fed hasn't been doing this along with other central banks. And What they have in store for you and I is going to blow our minds even more so than it's already blown. You understand? The mechanism here of pulling debt into the now, propping up the system, artificially suppressing rates here, is it's just not going to stop. What that means is, obviously, massive currency devaluation and more inflation. You can't have your cake here and eat it too. People say, oh, well, if the Fed can buy all the debt, why can't they just do this in perpetuity? Do you see what's happening right now? Do you know why you're struggling right now? Why you can't make ends meet? Why you're borrowing from your credit cards just to make ends meet? It's inflation because of this mechanism here. Sure, they could create cash out of thin air in any amount and add it to a digital screen in any amount. But that's currency purchasing power negative, but you're not supposed to know that. Do you see what I'm talking about? In the strongest sense of the word, this is a Ponzi. It's a Ponzi scheme, and every Ponzi scheme ends very, very, very badly. So let's talk a little bit more here. So what do we understand? Let's just summarize real quick. Stock futures are ripping higher on the back of cratering debt, cratering risk, because someone out here is buying massive amounts of the debt. I wonder who that is. You know exactly who it is. They can remain nameless. Of course, it's the Federal Reserve. So we have, you and I, for a very long time now, addressed the issues with the banks, the banking system. This is a black hole as well. What we do know, and it's common knowledge, is these institutions, their balance sheets are loaded with bad debt, bad loans. And this is a phenomenon that is not just affecting the smaller and the regional institutions. That's what they want you to believe. This is also an issue with the mega banks, but the mega banks are going to survive. They're being consolidated. What we're seeing now here, and this started a while back, you and I called it for anybody else, the collapse of the smaller institutions, which we haven't seen anything yet, okay? Get your cash out. Put it into a credit union. These are safer. They're not safe, but they are safer than a commercial bank, okay? Because they operate on a nonprofit basis. But anyway, this is all being consolidated, as you know. The entire system is being consolidated. And you see, you're not allowed to know. You're not allowed to know that. You're also not allowed to know this. So this is from S&P Global. Can you read this? Institutions on FDIC's problem bank list climbs to the highest point since Q1 2021. Okay, this is not going to stop. This troubled bank list, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, the FDIC's troubled bank list, which is a black hole, this is only going to get worse from here. So this is from Investopedia here. Let me read this to you. The FDIC problem bank list, a confidential list, but it's published by the FDIC every quarter. Published to who? Do you know that we can't even know who gets this? But obviously, there's some big deals being made here, and this is why you're not allowed to know that. For example, let's say you knew that Bank XYZ was on this list. Well, if you were a shrewd person, you would short that bank, and you would make billions of dollars with a fractional investment here. If I knew that Bank XYZ was going to collapse, what would I do? I'd be buying puts across the board, betting against that institution. For pennies on the dollar, I would make millions of dollars. And that's what's going on here. This confidential list, you're not allowed to know, is published. Okay, who benefits from this information? Well, I'm going to let you guess that one here. So this list here of troubled bank lists is totally hidden from the public. A confidential list published by the FDIC every quarter. Unfreaking believable, but we are not allowed to know. It's unbelievable. We keep our cash in these institutions, right? It's privileged information. They publish this list, but you and I are not allowed to know who it is. This is how twisted and rigged the system is. If you don't believe that, well, then I don't know what else to tell you here, people. Look, what does this mean for you and me? We're not going to stop with it, what we are doing here. We're set up across the board, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, holding hard assets, gaining exposure to commodities here. Period. We've covered this over and over again. Now, just one more time. in case you don't know. It's not just this hidden list of failing banks that's a black hole. The entire system is a black hole, and it demands that more debt be added to it every single day, every second of the day. So this is why you and me got to continue to do what we're doing, betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank. This is collapsing. The system is collapsing around us here. And you don't want to believe me? Well, I hope this is not you. And I know it more than likely is. People borrowing from their credit cards. What did we find out just yesterday? People, they're done. They've already burned through all of their savings. This is deliberate. People are being made slaves to the system, as you and I have covered for years. Dependency on the system, as you and I have covered for years. Everything we've said is happening. So, I mean, people, you know, like I said, they're going to play their games and we can't stop it. But we at least can counter-strategize against it. We've been so far ahead of the curve on this. And we're not going to stop now. What we're going to do, what you're going to do, you're going to share this video. You're going to give this video a thumbs up. You're going to share this video with everyone you can. All this stuff here. We need to get more people to wake up because the system is designed to destroy them. They're being taken down. It's the boiling frog. They don't even know it. It's a setup. Everything we're seeing, this is not a comedy of errors. How many of you, again, believe that this is just a comedy of errors that got us here? Or is this deliberate? It's deliberate. And it's not going to stop. Anyway, I want to hear one last question. Does this surprise you that we have now watched risk crater through the floor as a mystery buyer here is buying all the debt? Who is that mystery buyer? All right, people, look, I'm kind of out of here right now. I want to apologize again for not taking questions yesterday at my post-market report. I'm in a bad spot here a little bit with my sister, and my head just ain't in the right places. But I'm trying my best to stay vigilant, to stay alert, to keep all of you ahead of the curve to the best of my ability, because I've made that commitment to you a decade ago. And no matter what happens, We all suffer these kinds of things in our lives. I will never let you down. I will never let you down. I promise you that. All right. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I really hope to see you there. And as I said, please share this video. Get it out there. Comment about what we've spoken about here. All right. I'm counting on you for that. I will see you later.